علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood, and we are focusing on the second sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where he explains about the changes that occurred in the society that led to the coming of the messengers and prophets, and what role the prophets and messengers had to change the community and bring them to a higher state of perfection. And we say that the main problem that the communities faced, according to Imam Ali alayhi salam, were not the economic and political and all of those class, let's say class system issues where people are divided into classes and there was oppression and let's say one class governing the other, or these types of things that are occurring, these social maladies that have happened in the society. No, it was not about that. Those were problems, definitely. But Imam Ali alayhi salam says the main problem that the communities were facing was a spiritual vacuum, that the prophets came to fill it and overcome it, so that people can now, with that internal strength, come and apply the right forms of principles that will create that change. Rather, to quench the actual thirst that exists within them. And then the social political issues are actually an offshoot of those issues, those actual spiritual issues. And of course, we discussed about this, it's because these material issues are not this material world and the material amenities is not the aim. Because even if when people achieve them, they still find there's something else missing. Even if they have the best political system, and they might call it the best justice system, but still they feel that there's something wrong, there is something missing. So the problem actually needs to be solved from the core, and that is the spiritual matters, and that is what the prophets came for, and that's how they tried to create change in the communities.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about the fact that the prophets came to create an internal revolution in the hearts of the people, which was actually a prerequisite for the external revolution in the society, we are talking about this with firm basis, because we say that the actual needs, the actual state that a person feels poor, the true poverty that exists is not the external poverty, it's the poverty that a person feels in the soul, when the community feels that it lacks a true purpose, when it feels that it is not going anywhere, it's just growing but it's not becoming anything, it's growing but it's not showing any fruits, Even the fruits and the flowers that are coming out from it are not real. They are just fake. It's not actually satisfying that need that exists within. So then comes the prophetic mission of showing them what they really need within, and that is the spiritual closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to spiritual matters. And we notice that in human society, when we look at the societies today, even today as an example, we can take different communities where revolutions have happened, and we'll see the same happening. You see, many revolutions happened in the 1900s, especially against colonialism and imperialism. And you can say that those communities were, those revolutions were good, and they created a positive change and a positive atmosphere in the world. But more important than that is the Islamic revolution that occurred in Iran, because of various obvious reasons. You see, in Iran, we didn't have imperial rule. There was no country that ruled over Iran in a colonial manner. They used their pawns and their stooges to rule, but at the end of the day, it was apparently an independent country. So you cannot say that the social condition of colonial rule was the reason behind a revolution in Iran. You cannot say that. For the other communities, you can say it. For example, in Africa or in Asia, there were communities under the yoke of imperialism, and they fought that imperialism. And people could argue that maybe because they wanted to be free, they came and fought, and they performed that revolution. But in Iran, it was something beyond that. There were some other reasons that caused that revolution. It didn't fit in the equation that the Western world had placed for changes that occur in the society. And this is something important that we need to analyze today.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, coming back to our discussion, we are going to give an example in history, in present-day history, to see that the actual reason why people need to change or to form a revolution needs to be something spiritual. Let me give you examples. There are communities today that, because of economic reasons or political reasons, they perform their revolutions. But we see that today those communities are not happy, or those revolutions have died down, or they have been swallowed by a higher or more powerful, let's say, hegemonic rule above them. You can see that in history today. Look at all those revolutions that happened against colonialism. Where are those countries today? Many of them are facing economic problems, social problems, difficulties, and they are not satisfied by the status quo. They have been overwhelmed by higher powers and authorities. You can see communism got destroyed. Today, capitalism is in the brink of destruction. And all those countries that are kind of under that umbrella of imperialism are also, swaying from here to there. They are not satisfied. Even those communities, even those countries that are at the peak of material development, look at their suicide rates only. You know, the Scandinavian countries, let's say, that they say that they have the most satisfaction in terms of material amenities. Look at them. The suicide rates are high. Look at other communities where people are intellectually strong, where their social systems and the structures are good, the welfare system is excellent, but yet people are not satisfied. What is the reason? So all those political changes and maneuvers that they made because of political, social, material reasons, they realized that those were not the real cause for the pain that existed in the society. And there is something else. And for that, we shall give you the example of the Islamic Revolution as a live example to show that the actual need of the communities today is spiritual in nature. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه